In Chicago, on this Thursday afternoon, futures finished the day like this. Nearby September wheat at 681 and a quarter, up 25 and a quarter cents today. The July for next year settled at 705 and three quarters, 11 and a half cents higher. Hard red winter wheat in Kansas City at 705 and a quarter, up 20 and a quarter. And then came the red, September corn futures, 414 and a quarter, down 4 and a quarter today. December at 429 and a quarter, 4 cents lower, and the March at 441 and one quarter, down 4 and three quarters. May contract $4.47 and a half, down 5 and a quarter. July corn at 453 and a quarter, 5 and a half lower, and next year's December at $4.33 and three quarters, 6 cents lower. September soybeans at 1016 and three quarters, down 18 and a half cents. November at 1012 and a quarter, down 18 and a half, and January at 1019 and a quarter, down 18 and a quarter. The March contract at $10.24, down 16 and a quarter. September bean meal, at $302.50, down $4.90. September bean oil at $39.89, down 97 cents on the afternoon. The live cattle futures, August contract at $99.17 and a half, a buck 97 and a half higher for the day. August feeders at 114 and a nickel, up 35 cents. And the lean hog futures in the October contract at $77.85, down 22 and a half cents. On this Thursday afternoon, you are listening to the Closing Market Report. Here's what the outside markets look like at this hour. Crude oil, September contract, $74.40 a barrel, down a buck and 2 cents. Ethanol at a buck 85 and a tenth, 2 4 cents higher. September natural gas at 416 7 cents, down 7 2 cents, 0.2 of a cent. And the heating oil or diesel fuel for the day at $2.2 of a cent. And that finished 2 2/10 of a cent lower on the afternoon. August gold futures at $1,233.80 an ounce, up $4.10. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average now stands at 10,255. It's just about 161 points lower. The U.S. dollar at 82.45 is up 0.23. The CRB index at 268.22 is down 1.68 on the afternoon. Here's what the weather forecast is calling for yet this afternoon. Mostly sunny skies in the area, high near 90, with south winds around 5 miles an hour. And then tonight it'll be partly cloudy, a low around 66 degrees, says the National Weather Service. South winds around 6 miles an hour. And then Friday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 92, south winds between 6 and 10 miles an hour. Friday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies in the area, a low around 69 degrees. And Saturday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, a high near 89, south-southwest winds around 6 miles an hour, and then they'll turn and come from the west to northwest. That means Saturday night will be partly cloudy with a low of 69 degrees and sunny on Sunday with a high of 88 degrees. By the time we get to Sunday night, 65 for the low, mostly clear skies. Monday should be sunny with a high near 89 degrees. More on the agricultural weather forecast when we get to the bottom of the half hour and we talk with meteorologist Pete Levitt.
Todd Gleason services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
You are listening to the Closing Market Report. It's a Thursday afternoon. Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois, is with us to take up the futures markets. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Hi, Todd.
Let's start with the green on the board. That's in the wheat pit. Nice little jump up 18 cents today, or actually 29 cents for the day.
Yeah. Wheat has been under pressure, of course, the past week and a half, and now we've looks like this 50% retracement level basically is going to try to find some support at that level of the advance from that late June low. Seems to have kind of come into play here, and the market has had at least a nice one-day bounce. I do think, though, from a technical perspective, we need to see some follow-through to kind of firm this thing up. And we're still down for the week. Now, it wouldn't take much the way wheat has been traveling. I think we had a close maybe last Friday, somewhere around $7, so we're still 20 lower or so for the week on the September chart here. But if we could get some nice follow-through from a technical perspective, I think then that would argue that we're going to give we're at least going to try to trace out another leg to the upside.
And then turn your attention to the other side with, of course, grains for corn and oil seeds. Are beans pulling the corn lower, and is this coming from the Pro Farmer Crop Tour? What happened here?
Well, that's my guess. My guess is the Pro Farmer Tour, with all their high bean counts or pod counts they had yesterday, the forecasts of some rain moving into this eastern Illinois, western Indiana area that's been kind of been on the short change side of the last 2 to 3 weeks in here. I think that kind of came into play and kind of tipped the beans down in here, and then we hit a bunch of stops.
You have been technically feeling your oats and ready to giddy up. You still want to do it?
Yeah, I'm still in that bull camp, but I do have to also recognize that we've had a nice run. We're basically 7 weeks up from the lows that we had or out of that June report. Anytime you kind of climb a market upwards of 7 weeks, 8 weeks, depending upon how you want to count it, you usually get into a period of consolidation, a period of setback, and I would not be a bit surprised to see some of that take hold here as we go into the end of August. I don't think the rally's over with, though, because until something changes, the underlying supply-demand balance sheets and the underlying trend of this market, I think, is counter-seasonal, and counter-seasonal at this point means higher.
And you're counter-seasonal, and it's demand-driven.
Yeah, I mean, just look at today's numbers, 90 million corn sales. I mean, I think it was the largest, and I don't know, somebody, there's some pretty big years since we've had some of that. Look at the wheat number. Look at the bean number. That bean number is going to continue to keep coming at us. I think you're going to see strong corn sales for some time. I think USDA is underestimating corn demand. We don't necessarily know how it's all going to shake out, depending upon how things do shake out in the Soviet Union. But I think the supply-demand balance sheet on corn looks to me like it's going to tighten further unless this yield goes up through the 165 level, and we'll have to I haven't seen any evidence that we're going to shoot up above that, at least at this point.
Demand domestically in the export market?
It's all exports.
How much more?
I think there's talk in the trade that that number could go to 2-3 maybe. That is probably a little optimistic. USA is at what, 20-50 now, so there is some room to kind of go up higher. All of a sudden, then you've got ending stocks sliding down underneath a billion bushels.
I see. So that's a $250 million increase, and historically that'd be a 25-cent rally, right?
Oh, that I don't know. I don't do those kind of correlations.
I was thinking it was about a dime for every 100 million. So.
Oh, well, maybe on a yearly average or something like that. But I think if that would be realized, you're going to have to take this corn market higher. Because it's the market is going to want larger supplies somehow, and the market's going to encourage farmers to put fertilizer on the ground this fall and grab up every bag of seed corn they can. So I don't think we're quite at those levels that would encourage an automatic corn planting at this time. If those numbers are realized now, those are strictly speculation, you know.
Yeah, do these kinds of numbers fit into your long-term charts that you've been watching?
Well, let's put it this way: my cyclical work would imply that this counter-seasonal rally high that we have, and at this point, my guess is, you know, kind of in this October time frame, could be somewhat of an important high, and I would be awful careful wanting to be real bullish that going into 2011, 2012. We do have those 27-year cycle lows coming due in that 12 and 13 area. and looking at the overall economy and whatnot, I guess I'd be a little concerned that we still run the risk of a big flight to safety, big flight to quality, which is a deflationary type move, and that would probably take hold somewhere in 2012 or 2013.
And that shows up, I suppose, in all the grains and the oil.
Yeah, it would be. It's a commodity driven type market, so it'd be. I look at CRB and overall commodity prices now. Not every commodity is going to do that, but that it would be considered more of a basket of commodities. So, and then, we've been on this rodeo several times over the last several years where everyone gets bulled up on demand, and all of a sudden we overproduce and we have a good weather, and then we're back in the soup again. So, I mean, that's the kind of cycles that we're in agriculture, and something like that might play out again.
Indeed. One final, kind of a different subject. Any talk scuttlebutt inside ADM that's worthwhile hearing, and you might want to repeat about the fertilizer industry and consolidation in Canada?
We're not in the fertilizer business, so that's not on hardly anybody's radar screen. There's nothing really to comment on that.
Okay, just checking. Thanks much, Dan.
Very well.
Hey, Dan Zwicker is with ADM Grain Group. He's out of Decatur, Illinois, and joins us here on the Closing Market Report each and every Thursday afternoon.